Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would love to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be very brief. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. I'm sorry. Yeah. Flooding storms and wildfires are worse and more severe. And in Maryland, the heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, will you disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I suppose so.
You can strongly agree, you can somewhat agree with that, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that, ma'am. You know,
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree. I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill?
Support it.
You support it strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I strongly support.
You strongly support the bill? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. I have some difficulties with the system at this moment. Let me just, oh, here we go. And recent analysis have found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, ma'am?
This is for to heat and cool, did you say cars or houses?
Well, let me read it once again, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as
Okay.
furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support it.
Strongly support, somewhat? How we support it, strongly
Strongly.
or somewhat? Strongly, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of various proposals is being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, ma'am, after each, please indicate whether you will be support or oppose their proposal, okay? Now, the first one, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this? Strongly, somewhat, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
And the proposal of installing air condition in buildings that need it. Now, same question, same options. Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Strongly support.
And the proposal of improving electrical grid reliability. Strongly support, somewhat.
Strongly
somewhat
support.
At the proposal of expanding quality health care. Saying strongly, somewhat
strongly
support.
Support.
And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Support
strongly
that.
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Okay, now increasing access to public transportation in Maryland. Will you support that proposal?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Now, increasing access to public transportation. You say strongly support. And
right.
protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose this?
I support that.
It's strongly? Ocean what?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Okay, I'm going to read the statements. You can tell me if that statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, and not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you. Okay, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, and next statement. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. Now, the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis, they have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster, are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Now, public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is that statement very, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing to you?
Very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building on the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
You know, that's a hard one. I would say enhance, but qualify. So, I mean, practical reality is I would need to know more, but just in a vacuum, it would enhance.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you. Just for the sake of a research, I do
mm-hmm.
appreciate it. Okay, and now if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker? Diminish your opinion?
Yes, enhance.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change, and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish or no impact?
It would enhance it.
Okay. Hey, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even as those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you support strongly, somewhat, or
yes,
somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would strongly support.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. Now, into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older. 50 to 64. Which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Is your race white, Caucasian, African American, or other?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Good luck.
Thank you.